Ethereum's recent rally above $3,400 was a thrill for crypto fans, but the party seems to be over. Prices are cooling off, and it's leaving some investors scratching their heads.
You're right. While retail traders might be feeling the heat, the pros are staying calm. Their actions in the derivatives market suggest they're not panicking, just recalibrating.
Exactly. It's like the market is saying, let's take a breath. The big difference here is that the retail crowd is reacting to the price drop, but the smart money is looking deeper.
That's a key takeaway. The real story isn't just the number on the screen. It's what's happening behind the scenes. Let's break it down.
First, the broader U.S. economy is casting a long shadow on crypto. All those questions about interest rates, inflation, and growth, they're keeping investors on edge.
Absolutely. People are wary of over-leveraged bets and speculative bubbles. That caution is rippling through the market, including Ethereum.
Then there's the on-chain activity. DApps are slowing down, which means fewer transactions and less demand for ETH as fuel. It's a sign the network's utility might be taking a hit.
That's a big deal. DApps are the lifeblood of Ethereum's ecosystem. A slowdown here could mean users and developers are stepping back, which isn't great for long-term growth.
And let's not forget the transaction fees. They're dropping, which is good for users, but might signal a lack of urgent demand for Ether. Miners and validators could be feeling the pinch too.
Right. Lower fees mean less income for participants, which could lead to selling pressure. It's a cycle that could snowball if not managed.
So the pullback isn't just a correction. It's a pause in a rally that was already influenced by macroeconomic headwinds and slowing on-chain activity.
Exactly. The price dip might just be the market adjusting, not a sign of weakness. The smart money isn't jumping ship, which is a positive sign.
Now, let's talk about the derivatives market. Pro traders are using tools like ETH futures and options to gauge sentiment. Are they betting on a crash?
Nope. The data shows they're not aggressively shorting ETH. It's a healthy consolidation phase, like the market is taking a breather without panic.
That's reassuring. The futures premium has stabilized, meaning traders aren't rushing to profit from the dip. And the options skew isn't showing bearish bias.
Right. These metrics suggest institutional players are measured, not fearful. They're not seeing a red flag here.
So for everyday investors, this means the pullback isn't a reason to panic. It's a chance to reassess fundamentals.
Agreed. A correction in a bull market is normal. What matters is whether the underlying factors, like network utility and macro trends, are still supportive.
The recent rally wasn't just hype. It was driven by real-world dynamics. Now, the market is processing new info and finding a new balance.
That's the beauty of it. The focus is shifting from price speculation to evaluating Ethereum's long-term value.
So what's next? It's all about which narrative wins, a revival in network activity or persistent macroeconomic uncertainty.
Exactly. The path forward depends on how the market evolves. But for now, the focus is on balance between speculation and fundamentals.
And that's where the real value lies. The market is taking a breather, but the story of Ethereum is far from over.
Indeed. Stay tuned for the next chapter, where innovation, resilience, and strategic positioning will shape the future.